Right, are we ready?
Yeah!
The real reason for the invention of the Internet. TalkZone.com. Time for more Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show, and thanks for staying with us. Today, I'm talking about this past weekend's Miss America pageant, and joining me as guest experts are Julianne Wieland of Four Points Magazine and Tamara Henry of www.greentea with Tamara.tv. And before the break, we talked a little bit about our overall impressions of the pageant, as well as the lifestyle and fitness preliminaries. 15 contestants competed in lifestyle and fitness, and those contestants were Tennessee, Colorado, California, Indiana, Hawaii, Louisiana, District of Columbia, New Mexico, Virginia, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kentucky, and Oregon. Three of those semifinalists did not advance to evening gown, and those three that did not advance were Indiana, Arkansas, and Oregon, but everyone else advanced. And you know, Julianne, the one thing that I really noticed this year when they first came out in gown is that the hair and makeup was much softer than last year's look. Last year, I felt like everybody up there was trying to be a Vegas showgirl. I was really impressed by how beautiful the hair and makeup was overall. What did you think?
I agree with you completely. I thought that the contestants this year, as a whole, looks more modern and sophisticated and less, I guess, less like, you know, like a typical pageant contestant, what someone would think of as a pageant contestant.
Yeah,
they look like modern women.
Last year, there was just so much heavy, heavy liner and heavy, heavy lashes and heavy, heavy eyeshadow. There was one girl I was like, how is she keeping her eyes open? Because I thought she had so much on them. But this year, they all looked totally Hollywood red carpet ready, didn't they?
Absolutely.
Well, so for evening gown was led off by Oklahoma, and that was followed by Louisiana, Hawaii, Nebraska, Virginia, New Mexico, Colorado, D.C., Tennessee, Kentucky, Texas, and California. Julianne, did you have a least favorite gown?
I did, and I hate to say this because, you know, I just
well,
like
you know,
Oklahoma
it's personal gown. Preference, Julianne. Nobody's going to string you up by your thumb. So who was your least favorite?
I understand. You know, Miss Oklahoma Taylor Treats gown, it was not my favorite. I thought the color combination was really interesting. It looked like navy beading with a teal underlining, perhaps. But I thought she was so beautiful and so regal. I would have liked to have seen her in a more structured gown than what she was wearing.
I also felt that the gown lacked structure. It didn't really highlight her very cute little figure at all. And,
right.
You know, she's a beautiful girl and very articulate, as we saw in her little vignette interviews. It was just, I just felt it was a little flat for her. It didn't
Absolutely.
Seem to suit her personality. And so I agree with you that I wasn't wild about Oklahoma's gown. I also thought New Mexico's gown, although it was very pretty, I thought it was very sweet. It was a white strapless gown, and I didn't feel like the earrings matched the gown, and I almost felt that that gown was a little bit teen, and so I thought, oh, this would be something that we would see on a really cute teen contestant. So I think it's important to remember, you know, when you're picking a gown, try to make sure that you pick a gown that is suited to, you know, the style of your pageant, whether it's a Miss or teen. And again, that can be a personal preference. I did want to say a shout out to Texas, though. You know, when she came out in her gown, she tripped, which is, you know, every pageant contestant's worst nightmare is to trip. And she tripped, but she totally regrouped, never lost her smile. I thought she looked great. Let's go on and move to our favorites in evening gown. Julianne, did you have three favorites that you loved?
You know, I did. My very favorite gown was Miss Colorado's gown. Katie Lehman had that incredible gown on. It was strapless, silver beaded, and the silver beading bodice went down to below her hips, and the bottom was this kind of ombre blue-gray silk. I had never seen a gown like that, ever, especially
in
America.
Oh, I remember that gown.
And it's an unforgettable gown, and she wore it with such style and confidence. You could tell that she felt like $1 million.
She really did. I agree. And you liked that one too, Tamara?
Well, you know, it's kind of the silver one, right? It was kind of square, and it was.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
That was my least favorite for some reason. When I saw that dress, I was like, oh, I don't like that. So I think that was my least favorite.
Mm.
Isn't that funny how our taste is different?
You know, and again, you know, that's what it comes down to with the judging panel is, to a certain extent, personal preference. And the girls are, you know, supposed to be able to express their confidence in their gown. Julianne, who else did you love?
Well, I have to say I loved Miss Virginia's gown, and I loved it the moment she walked out during preliminary competition. That yellow gown, the one shoulder with the beading, I thought it was classic. It fit her like a glove. I thought it was incredible.
Yeah, it was amazing. I thought it was totally red carpet gown. And who was your third favorite?
Well, oddly enough, it was actually Miss New Mexico, Nicole Miner.
I didn't love.
Right, which is fine. I love the gown on her. I agree that it was very sweet and a bit young, but I think that fit her personality really well. And I love when a girl with dark skin and dark hair takes that leap and wears white, because she just pops on stage. And you don't see that as often as I would like.
It is a very striking look when you have dark hair and dark skin and can wear white like that. It is really, really beautiful. I agree. Tamara, were there any gowns that really stood out in your mind?
I did really enjoy Caressa Cameron's gown after she won in the press conference and she came out. It was just pow, that beautiful yellow color. But while we're on the subject of evening gowns, I have to give a little plug here to Tony Bowles. I'm sure you guys know Tony Bowles because he allowed me to wear a couple of his gowns for the Eco Contest and the crowning of my winner, not the crowning, but the award for Evening of Dreams and all that. And so I just wanted to thank him. He's been so generous and so kind, and his designs are wonderful as well.
Yeah, and we've had Tony on the show, and he's great, and everybody loves to wear his designs because they move so beautifully on stage. Well, I just want to, before we go on to talent, tell you the three that I just loved in evening gown. I loved Hawaii's choice, that red chiffon. It was just so beautifully draped and moved beautifully on the stage. It, you know, it didn't look like it had a lot of beading. It was really just all about the drape of the fabric and the color of the gown. I thought it really suited her complexion. I thought it was very red carpet, which, as we know, is the trend that Miss America is wanting to go into, kind of, you know, that very of the moment fashion forward red carpet look, you know, Hollywood red carpet, as opposed to what we think of as, you know, conservative pageant stiff formal attire. So I really loved her gown. I thought it moved beautifully. As well, I liked Virginia's gown, Caressa Cameron. I loved the champagne kind of gold beading at the top and then that pop of yellow. It was obviously very form-fitting. You know, that's the kind of gown I would love to buy and wear and look great in, although I could never wear that color yellow. But I thought it was beautiful, and I really, really enjoyed it. I also sort of loved, sort of didn't love Tennessee's gown. It was that blue chiffon gown with the silver beading. I loved the blue chiffon. I thought that moved beautifully. I think that this year in pageantry, we're going to see in the gowns that it's all about movement and beautiful flow and beautiful drape. I did love that. I thought the beading was just a tiny bit too much beading and almost distracting, but I still loved the color so much and the beautiful flow, and of course she looked stunning in it. So those were my three favorite gowns. So then the girls, you know, we went to break. They went to commercial break, and the girls changed into their talent competition costumes and came back out. And we had 10 girls. We were dropped down to 10. And I, you know what, Julianne, I think that's got to be hard. They're all 12 girls are sitting there in their talent attire, whatever they're going to be wearing. And they don't know what order they're going to be performing in. They don't know when they're going to go. They just announce their name, and up they pop and have to do their talent with, you know, like 5 seconds notice. Don't you think that's like a little intimidating?
I think it's a very intense moment for the contestants, for the audience, for the people at home. But I also believe that is kind of, you know, a Miss America situation they're put in. I mean, Miss America often has to give speeches, perform, think on her feet, and I think that is a great way to gauge whether or not a contestant can handle that.
You know, and Tamara, I just love that these girls just totally jumped up there and were completely confident and of the moment. As a professional, what did you think of their abilities to do that?
Yeah, I think that adrenaline has always worked in my favor. Like, you know, over my lifetime when I had to perform on camera, on television, you know, because you always worry about getting nervous. But then I realize if you just don't fear the adrenaline and realize that that adrenaline is there to help you perform, it's almost as if you can let go and another force takes over and works through you. You know what I mean? And then you're like, oh, my God, what did I just do? I just gave the best performance of my life. That's what happened. You know,
right.
So,
it's really exciting. And speaking of best performances, Julianne, who were your three favorites in talent?
Well, Miss Virginia was a favorite of mine throughout the week, and I thought her performance was, you know, almost show-stopping.
Right.
She was,
and of
so
course,
confident.
She won a preliminary talent award.
Yes, which I wasn't surprised by. It was, first of all, I think this was the strongest talent year I have seen in about 4 years. I think
I agree with you.
Overall, we're incredibly, incredibly talented, which was so exciting, you know, as someone watching the preliminaries. So Miss Virginia, I thought was excellent. Miss Louisiana, Catherine Putnam, that piano piece was incredibly moving.
Yeah, that was amazing.
She knocked it out of the ballpark. And Miss Hawaii, Racine Wolford, I know that her her hula dance was controversial in the sense that I think people were expecting a Tahitian dance, which is faster, more rhythmic. But I thought her hula was incredibly graceful and refreshing.
You know, I thought it was great choreography. She had beautiful control. Some of those back moves where she was bending, you know, her back just laying on the floor. I mean, the control and the muscle control to be able to do that smoothly and that gracefully, it was amazing. And I think, unfortunately, you know, the disadvantage to something like hula is unless you really understand the elements required to execute that, you may not be able to have an appreciation of the technical skill. It looks almost easy. But, of course, that's when you're a true artist is when you make your talent look easy.
Exactly.
Tamara, did you have any favorites in talent?
I did, definitely. The number one girl that jumped out at me was Miss Texas and her song.
Right, her Puccini opera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could listen to that over and over and over again.
I thought she performed that very well. I thought she really connected emotionally with the song and made it relevant to the audience, which is such a challenge for opera. And I thought she delivered it really well. Did you have any other favorites?
Let's see. Who else?
You know, I really have to say
the singing.
I'm sorry?
I said I like the singers the best. Some of the singing was, I think I prefer the singing over the dancing, but that's just my personal taste. But,
right. The singing was really great. I agree. I really loved Virginia. She did Listen from Dreamgirls. I loved that.
Okay.
I also really enjoyed California's Ballet on Point. She led off. I thought she had beautiful arm extension and graceful arms. Some of her leaps were not as high. But again, you know, these aren't, you know, prima ballerinas. So we have to understand that they're actually real people living everyday lives. And I also really, again, enjoyed Louisiana's Hallelujah Chorus. If you've played piano, you know that to, you know, do the chord spread on those notes and to do that song is just amazing. So I thought it was great. And I thought she also had great background music. Julianne, was there one in talent that you thought, not so much?
There was. Miss Nebraska, Brittany Jeffers, was incredibly talented, but I thought that her, I guess you would call it a jazz dance, I thought it was, I mean, technically it was very good. But it's not the kind of talent I hope to see at Miss America with the props and, you know, that kind of element to it. I think kind of like Nicole Miner's dress, that's something I would like to see at a teen pageant. But
it was almost a little gimmicky, wasn't it?
It was to a certain extent. And again, she's incredibly talented. But
you could tell that she had great technique. Her extension on her leaps was amazing. She had great personality. But I don't know. It just seemed kind of like not somehow,
and
didn't it?
And I think that's why I didn't like it, is because I thought she was capable of doing something so much more sophisticated. I mean, it was clear that she was capable of that.
Mm-hmm.
So
Tamara, was there a talent presentation that you weren't in love with?
I guess so. And I think it's just because we were so in love all year long with Miss Puerto Rico. And, you know, even how she pronounced her name, she'd say, "Hi, I'm Mimi Pepon," and it was so sexy. And then I think we were just a little bit disappointed in her song. I mean, it was wonderful, but it wasn't as precision talent as we hoped, you know, the perfection sometimes that you see up on stage.
Mm-hmm.
It was good, but it lacked a little bit of the precision.
Right. You know, I thought this year, I agree with Julianne, that this year was the strongest talent year that we've seen in probably 4, maybe even 5 years. I mean, there wasn't really anyone, you know, in that top 10 that performed their talent that I thought you would define as weak. I thought there were some amazing performances, and there were a couple that I was just like, that maybe wasn't the best choice. And the one that I really thought maybe didn't make a great choice was New Mexico. She did vocal performance of Somewhere from West Side Story. And I noticed right away when she was starting out that she was starting out very low in her range. And she had obviously picked that because she wanted to stay very mid-range. She performed that in a very mid-range manner. There were no high notes, no low notes. I think it really didn't impress from a technical skill perspective. And so I think you have to remember when you're picking out a song, you know, if you really do have to sing in mid-range, which, you know, I mean, I know I have to sing mid-range, if I were to actually sing, which would be horrible. But I think that when you're picking a mid-range song like that, you've got to be able to pick one that's going to emotionally connect with your audience to get that audience appeal factor and your judges. And I really didn't think that she did that. Interestingly enough, Tennessee also performed a song, a vocal performance. She did I Will Always Love You in the style of Whitney Houston. And, of course, when Whitney Houston performed that, her range was all over the place. It was interesting to me that Whitney Tennessee picked that song, because we all know that it's supposed to end on a very, very high note, which she didn't do. She chose to sing the whole piece very, very mid-range. But I thought she delivered it with enough emotion and enough conviction that she was able to connect with the judges. So that's what I thought of the talent. But again, overall, I thought it was very, very strong. So I really think that for those of you that are, you know, getting your talent competitions ready for your local or state level competitions, you know, go back and look at the people who competed in, you know, dance or vocal or instrumental in the category that you compete in, and see what tips you can get from them, because it always helps to observe the masters, and the girls at the pageant were clearly masters. Well, that wraps things up for lifestyle and fitness, evening gown, and talent competition. But stay tuned, and we'll be right back after the break to talk about the all-important onstage question. So keep it right here, and we'll be right back on Pageant Talk Radio.
Have you dreamed of being Miss Teen World? If you're from Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania, New York, or Michigan, and are between 13 and 19, you could be the next Miss Teen United States World or Miss Teen World. You'll develop self-confidence, strengthen speaking skills, and make new friendships that will last a lifetime. No experience needed, and you could be in a national fashion magazine and take home more than $10,000 in cash and prizes. Just give us a call at 513-855-4133 or visit our website at WrightPageantProductions.homestead.com before February 15th to get your free information package.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, 2 secrets for winning the onstage interview, plus much, much more. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. To get yours, just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page and order yours today so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.
Are you confused about what makeup you need to create your best pageant look? Perfect Pageant Glam Kits take all the guesswork out of selecting the right makeup for your next competition. Each glam kit includes custom coordinated eyeshadows, eyeshadow base, glowing cheek color, and a lip color, all perfectly coordinated to create your winning look. Plus, you get a full set of instructions so you can be your own personal makeup artist. To get your glam kit, just visit www.pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. You're going to love the way you look.
Do you have a headshot that isn't quite pageant perfect? Are you dissatisfied with the touch-up job done by your photographer? At pageantretouching.com, they take the time to make your photo as beautiful as you are. Attention to detail, quality results, and customer service are the most important factors of their business. Get the polished look you're looking for without losing that natural, realistic quality. Just visit their website at pageantretouching.com and check out their before and after photos. That's pageantretouching.com.
Miss America 1980, Cheryl Pruitt Salem, has been designing winning competition swimwear for elite contestants for nearly 30 years. Now, she's put together an exquisite selection of suits in her platinum collection. Platinum Collection swimsuits are individually handmade to your specific measurements using only the finest materials available. We custom weave our lining fabric to provide support and protection, and our fashion swimsuit fabric is the best in the business. From the finest shoes and pageantry to accessories and swimwear created by a Miss America winner, visit www.platinumswimwear.com to find everything you need for your winning competition.